Well, property tax reform is one of the top priorities for your state lawmakers here in 2025. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today, State Representative Kendall Culp. He represents District 16 in northwestern Indiana. He's based out of Rensselaer and the Jasper County area. And Representative Culp, you've written House Bill 1192 that, in essence, lowers the property tax burden on farmland owners. Tell me about your bill and how it will ultimately help Indiana farmland owners and Indiana farmers as well.
Well, thank you, CJ. And yes, this bill was actually heard this last Wednesday in House Ways and Means Committee. Representative Thompson, Chairman Thompson, decided to hear the bill, and it's specific about the about farmland assessments. So it makes some adjustments to the base rate of farmland and how that is derived, how that information or that rate is put into place. So basically, it makes two adjustments. Now, it's pretty complicated. The formula that's used, it's a Purdue formula that takes into account commodity prices, cash rents, and expenses, input expenses, and interest rates. And so basically what I've done is change the interest rate. Currently they use an interest rate of 8%, a capitalization rate. Mine would take it to 10%. And what's important is you take the average of all of this, these input costs, the cash rents, and the grain prices over a six-year period, and you divide that by the interest rate. So if you're dividing by a larger number, your result is going to be a smaller number, which is your assessed valuation. And so we'd move that from 8 to 10. The other thing that's concerning is right now, as you know, in the agriculture economy, we're pretty compressed, and we're seeing some pretty difficult times with low commodity prices. And so things are strained. But we're taking the past six years history, and we're dropping the high year and averaging the other five. And so while that's good that it smooths out the peaks and valleys in the assessment, it does not necessarily reflect the current conditions of the finances of agriculture. And so what I'm suggesting is we drop the two high years. So we would average the four out of the last six lowest years, divide that by the capitalization rate. That would give us the number. And so those two changes, I think, would make a substantial difference and would be more realistic and reflective of the current ag economy as it stands today.
My guest is Representative Kendall Culp here on Hoosier Ag Today. And a fiscal study by the state legislature says that if your bill does become law, that Indiana farmland owners would pay about $33.2 million less in 2027. But there are some that say that your bill, if it does pass, would create a deficit in tax revenues for counties and local governments, and that other taxes may have to be increased to make up that difference. What say you in terms of those who are critics of House Bill 1192?
Sure, that's a very fair question. If you look at the past, agriculture has been pretty patient and kind of waiting until we thought the time was right to get an adjustment. Part of the result of this will be cuts because of the tax cap. So if you're at your tax cap and we're talking about reducing assessed valuations, yes, that would cause a cut. In other areas, that would simply be a shift to other taxpayers. It's important to know farmers are also homeowners, and we also pay personal property tax. And so some of the savings that would be shifted back to ourselves in another way. And so, but I think it's important to realize the last 3 years, agriculture's assessed value has gone up 63%. Now, no other taxing group has taken that kind of an increase. And so while I understand we have to certainly provide revenue for local governments and schools, it has to be fair. And the burden of these increases cannot only be borne just by agriculture.
Representative Culp, what can Indiana farmers and Indiana farmland owners do to help advance the bill and to help you lower the burden of property taxes that so many Indiana farmland owners are experiencing across the state?
Well, quite simply, it's as simple as talking to your legislature and just say, my farmland taxes are too high. We need to reduce the burden of property taxes on farmland owners. And just that message, you don't have to know all the details of the bill. And if they hear that from enough people, they're going to go back and they're going to talk to their colleagues, and their colleagues are going to say, my gosh, I heard from three or four farmers over the weekend as well, and this must be a real issue. And that's what it's going to take. Representative Thompson basically said that this will not be a standalone bill. He heard it, which is the great. That's the first step. And he said, expect to see this in another bill or part of the whole plan. So we know Governor Braun campaigned on property tax reform, reduction for homeowners, reduction for farmers. And so there's legislation filed in both chambers that's going to take a look at this. And I believe this will be part of one of those compromise packages at the end. But it's really important that agriculture keeps talking about this and keeps this in front of their legislators, because if we're going to be part of the solution in the end, we have to be recognized. The need has to be recognized now. And just getting out in front of them and speaking to them and just saying, hey, my farmland taxes are too high, we need some help to get those reduced, it would go a long way in seeing this bill get across the finish line.
What's the next step for House Bill 1192, Kendall?
Well, at this point, it's in the hands of Ways and Means Chairman Thompson. As he continues to, he has a very expansive property tax reform bill himself. The Braun property tax plan is being heard in the Senate as Senate Bill 1, which says that that's a priority bill in the Senate. And so it's going to have a long path, I believe, but it's going to be part of the total discussion. And so I'm happy to carry this bill to on behalf of agriculture. It's just really important. Like I said, you're not going to see House Bill 1192 in the end be signed by the governor as a standalone bill. But it's really important, though, that we get our message out to the legislators and that we're part of the total compromise tax package in the end. And really, even though that's going to be worked on for the entire session for the next 4 months, when we get to the last couple of weeks of the session, that's when we're going to have to really pay close attention and to make sure that this bill is included in a larger package.
Once again, State Representative Kendall Culp from District 16 in northwestern Indiana. You can read the full bill and get some more information about House Bill 1192 at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. Representative Culp, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. Look forward to visiting with you again during the session.